Get your pink on and show your support for those who are in the fight. It is the Cancer Patient Services Flock Walk and 5K. Joining us from CPS are Carol Metzger and Mackenzie Wagner. And ladies, thanks very much for dropping by. As always, good to see you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, details on the Flock Walk and 5K. This is coming up here in just a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we're like a little under 25 days. I think it's like 22 days away. So, okay. Who's counting? So we're really excited to have our Flock Walk back. It's Saturday, September 14th. Mm-hmm. Registration is open. So now's the time to get your team signed up. You can register as a team. It doesn't matter how many or little you have in a team, or you can register as an individual. Mm-hmm. You can just go to our website, cancerpatientservices.org, or our Facebook page to find that information. We're excited to have our presenting sponsors, Blanchard Valley Health System and Hancock Federal Credit Union, back this year. Doors are opening at 8 a.m. on that Saturday morning, but registration has to be done beforehand. There will be no day of registration, so Make sure you sign up ahead of time. It is a family-friendly event, so we'll have inflatables, hair tinsel, some games, all sorts of stuff going on that morning. So make sure to bring your little ones with you. Strollers are welcome on the route. So I'm really excited to have that all happening this year.
And it is all happening. By the way, Carol, how cool is that? She did that all without notes, by the way. She rattled that off all without notes. I'm impressed. So congratulations. Now, when is this is all happening on the campus of the University of Findlay, is it not?
Yes, it is. So it's housed in the Kaler Center. And additionally, we have some other ways you can support if you're not able to be there that morning. We have some raffle tickets for sale, Visa raffle ticket. You don't have to be present to win. Mm-hmm. They're only $10 and you can win up to $1,500. There's four separate prizes. So that's a pretty awesome deal. As well as we have some flamingos in memory and honor of our loved ones that will line the route. So other ways to be involved if you can't be there that morning. It's all on our website, cancerpatientservices.org, or our Facebook page.
And again, when we say the Flock Walk and 5K, it's not a race. I mean, it's a 5K, but it is not a, you know, formal race.
Just a fun run.
Obviously.
We're here for fun.
And folks can just walk. The idea is to raise money and raise awareness, Cancer
Correct.
Patient Services.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, we serve individuals that live or work in Hancock County that have an active cancer diagnosis. We provide things like financial assistance, medical supplies, medical equipment. We have counseling services available. We have healing arts, things like massage, Reiki, art class. And then we also have a full-time patient navigator. If anybody's had, you know, a chronic illness or any type of hospital stay, they know how confusing, you know, medical bills can be. So mm-hmm. she's really good at helping sort through that and figuring that all out for people.
One of the few organizations that helps out those or aimed at those who are dealing with all forms of cancer,
Correct.
Not just a specific Correct. Type of cancer.
Correct. Yep. We're pretty proud of that. Yeah. You know, we say cancer is non-discriminatory. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have, you know, children all the way up to people in their 90s and every type of cancer. So,
and it's an unfortunate reality that business is brisk.
Right. Yeah. We say this is the one job that I would be okay if we had to shut the doors and close down because they didn't need us anymore. But unfortunately, we still.
And, you know, what you find is that, well, as you were alluding to, if you've ever had to stay in the hospital or dealt with a chronic illness of any type, you know that there are always those things that you don't expect. I mean, there are the bills and there are the,
right,
you know, those
right,
things, but there
right.
are always things that come up that you don't expect.
And the crazy thing with cancer is, you know, they think their journey could start one way and then, you know, maybe they have a reaction to medicine or, you know, things don't go the way they're planned. So, you know, everybody's journey is different. So we try to meet them where they're at, help them, you know, with what they need in the moment and, you know, just try to make that journey a little less stressful. And, you know, we do a lot with the caregivers too, just to try and, you know, help them along. We realize, you know, while they may not have the actual illness, you know, it's still a lot of stress on the family.
It's a diagnosis that impacts the entire family. Yeah, no question. Yeah. And again, to reiterate what you were saying earlier, it's not just the actual physical help, it's the emotional help and all of that.
Yeah. It's you know, all those tie together. So we don't really do anything like medical related. You know, we partner with the ARMS Cancer Center here in town, and, you know, are super appreciative of them. But yeah, we're looking at that whole person and just trying to make that journey just, you know, a little easier, take some of the bumps out, take some of the stress away.
And through it all, you have really kind of embraced the flamingo as sort of the mascot of CPS.
Yeah, absolutely. An unofficial mascot of ours. You'll see flamingo decorations in our office any time of the year. But the cool thing about flamingos is when a flamingo gets sick, its flock gathers around the sick flamingo to help protect it and help it during its time of need. So we view CPS as kind of the same thing that we gather around our loved ones when they're going through their cancer journey and just try to help them.
And so it's been part of much of what you do, from the flocking that people may have seen and around town to the flock walk. And again, it's just less than a month away. Give us all of the details on this again.
Yeah, so registration is open. You can find it on our Facebook page or on cancerpatientservices.org. It can be an individual or a team. There's a mile route as well as a 5K route, and it's at the University of Findlay Kaler Center. Doors open at 8 a.m. that morning, but again, you want to register beforehand. There's no day of registration. There'll be a family-friendly event, inflatables. We'll have raffle tickets for sale, raffle baskets, all sorts of fun stuff going on that morning. And we should be hopefully wrapped up around 10:30. So, you know, there's still time for you and your team or family to go get lunch afterwards.
I was going to say, you can just go and get ice cream afterwards. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We also have a survivor breakfast. So if you're a survivor, please check out our page as well. The breakfast is free for them and $15 if they want to bring you.
Very good. Again, it's just a way of showing your support, both financially and, I guess, spiritually, for lack of a better word, to those who are in the fight, the Cancer Patient Services Flock Walk and 5K. We do have a link on our webpage, too, for more information about it. Carol Metzger, Mackenzie Wagner from Cancer Patient Services. Thanks very much for dropping by.
Thank you.